Listening. Page 79, Task 3. Listen to the conversation.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
Hello, Mike. I'm fine. And you?
Yes, things are okay. But look, I'm calling to ask you for a favor. Well, to ask you for a bit of advice, really.
Okay. What did you want to know?
Well, Christy, you know all about the information superhighway. I hear a lot about it these days, but I'm completely lost. I think I should get connected, but I don't know how to set about it. Can you explain clearly and slowly what exactly the internet is?
Yes, of course. Basically, it's a network of communication and information. It operates globally. You can access information easily and immediately on different systems. You can send messages instantly on email. That's electronic mail. You can send and read messages with it. You can access other computers. The list is very long, and new things are happening all the time.
Who uses the internet mostly?
Anyone wanting information. Anyone who needs to communicate. Professionals and individuals who want to do any kind of research.
So what do I need to do to get connected?
Well, first you need some equipment. You need four things. A computer, a Mac or a PC, or any computer with a hard disk. And then you need a modem. The speed of the modem is important. You want one that works fast, and you want one that can compress files, and get a fax modem if you want to send faxes by computer.
Right, a modem. You said four things. What else do I need?
Software and a service provider. You usually get the software from the service provider. There is often a difference in the price of service providers, so check them carefully before you get connected. Find a service provider near you. If the service provider is not near, your phone bill for long-distance calling will be very high.
What do I need to know about software?
The basic internet software kit should consist of a dialer.
A dialer? What's that?
It is a program to get you logged in or connected with your provider.
I see. And then I suppose I need email?
Yes, email is absolutely essential. And you probably also need Gopher.
What is that?
It is a program which searches out information on the net. You can get Gopher or one of the other programs for searching. Then there's FTP. You can download software from other computers with FTP.
You're getting a bit complicated for me.
You'll soon get the idea.
So all I have to do now is to find a service provider.